Well, Charlie, Eddie, John, Janie and Ali, Alex, and all the Morgans' grandchildren, and all Belinda's friends. I'm really here to speak for the friends, of which we are an eclectic mixture from far and wide. Some, of course, many years ago were left behind in England when B, as we call her, or some of us call her, were left behind when she left them behind and came to Western Victoria. And her oldest Australian friends come from there, of course, and I would think the southeast of South Australia, and then subsequently many more in Adelaide when she moved to Adelaide. She found then new friends in art and the arts, in archaeological digs and far-flung places, in the Australian bush, on Kangaroo Island, and all sorts of new interests that kept expanding. Old friends, but she found young ones, as Charlie said, as well. Some of those young ones, and her grandchildren in particular, used her house in Adelaide as a home away from home, and looked after her as she looked after them. Belinda entertained their friends in robe and didn't care if they made a mess or the hours they kept. Food was always there for them, and the Criterion, a hotel that was their house, her house in robe, knew all about late parties anyway. Tom and Geordie's friend Craig, who's been a great support to the boys in the last week, said the other day, he said, Belinda just didn't act like an 80-year-old grandmother. Mind you, when he added that on his first visit to Robe, she provided, as he said, this boy from Wakery with Robe lobster and mullet, it wasn't hard to find out how she found a way into their hearts. Notwithstanding the mullet, there were no frills on Bee. She was just as comfortable in the bush, and Janet and I spent 3 weeks with Jim and Belinda in the outback in the late 80s, and she just fell into that as though she'd been there half her life. As she was comfortable in the ancient world, digging holes or supporting those who were digging holes, or London or Sydney or anywhere else. When her life got really tough years ago, she made up her mind to accept all invitations and to try many things new. Nothing had changed. There's a production coming next month to Adelaide, next March to Adelaide, at the Festival of Arts, in which a lady of indeterminate age is on stage in a solo performance. It's described as extraordinary, terrifying, and hard to ignore. Belinda had booked to go, even though the lady on stage is there for 60 minutes with no clothes on at all. So much for any preconceptions about 80-year-old grandmothers. Belinda was not given to outbursts of emotion, and in that certain English style, she sometimes reverted to, "Do you really think so?" which meant she didn't think so. If what you said was seriously silly, she would come out with nonsense or poppycock. I know, from experience. Charlie Morgan and I went into business once, and when I was trying to explain how we were going to launch old Russian missiles into space as satellites, she said, "Really?" which meant, "How stupid." She was right. B was infuriated by her crumbling feet, as she once put it, because it reduced her activities. There were no complaints, and her most extreme answer that I remember to a query as to how they were might be, "Well, they're not good." I've tried to put together a list, inadequate, of course, of the things that Bee was good at. Number one, courage. Being loyal to friends, doing something new, expanding her circle of friends, knocking up a delicious meal with no effort, duchessing the young with mullet, good conversation and being interested in other people. And her interests, people, art, the arts, fridge, travel, friends again, good books, and friends again, and much more. And one thing I put down that B was bad at, washing up. But overriding all that were three grandchildren who gave her enormous pleasure, and she loved them dearly. And she was very proud, Charlie, I can tell you, of her children and their wives, Ellie and Janie. As a good farmer, Eddie, in the district, was known in the district as a good farmer and beyond, is now clever enough, unlike some of us, to leave the farm, lease the farm, and teach his skill to the less advantaged in far-flung places in Indonesia. Johnny is a sort of computer whiz, doing very well with the NAB. I can't understand anything he tells me. He's done extremely well. And that's always been the case, I might say. He's also a very strong character, John, as I found to my cost many years ago when he was just 16 and I said something slightly offensive. And I haven't forgotten it. I learned from it, I can tell you. And Charlie, that wandering albatross who jets into Adelaide every now and then. Charlie was not the best behaved child I ever came across. In fact, no, I won't go there. But just look what his mother has done for him. All charm and cuddly. She loved you all unreservedly. And we, B's friends, will be sad for as a while, as she was for a while, when her great friend Olive McVicar died. But we'll look back with great memories and happiness at having been lucky enough to be one of those friends.